talking today about emphasizing God's mercy and love to the Rainbow Nation in South Africa. This is Malcolm Out Loud here, and joining me here on the show, of course, is Vasula Rudin from Rhodes, Greece. Of course, I'm in the United States and Florida, halfway around the world, and with technology today, here we are together again, Vasula, with the messages.
Hello, Malcolm. Hello.
Hello. It's good to be with you today.
It's good to be with you.
Well, listen, we've had some extraordinary productions thus far, and I'm pleased to bring today this wonderful trip you've had with South Africa. But before we do that, Vasula, I want to do what I try to do at each show now and take just a few moments in the beginning and just sort of update. Last time we talked a little bit in the beginning about Beth Miriam's, and let's talk about, a little bit of what's happening right now within your travels and with True Life in God right now, to update folks a little bit.
Well, I've just recently come from South Africa. I've been to Johannesburg. I was invited to give a talk in Johannesburg, and it was not my first time. It's 8 times I've been already in South Africa, and the second time in Cape Town. So it was my second time only in Cape Town to give the message which I had just previously said. It's a message that I'm giving now of mercy, the love of God and His mercy. So it was rather successful. We had lots and lots of people. And then what is important for me is that after the meeting, we'd like to hear their testimonies. What did they feel? I mean, did they receive something, an opening in their heart after they heard the message of Jesus? Did it touch them somewhere? What was the impact? So this is important. In other words, what's the fruit after? Is it a good fruit? Is it a progressive fruit? Is it a conversion? You know, this is important. And we had very good results. And I'm so happy because it also encourages me, you know. I've been doing this now for 30 years almost. And it's encouraging to hear that people's lives change.
Yeah, they are changing, Vasula, and I see that with all the reports and the notes that I read, and the people who are always touched by God's message and His word that you are delivering through True Life in God. You know, I read through the transcripts, the draft from South Africa, and there are many fascinating things to talk about in today's show. And your guide, first of all, in many of the transcripts and notes I read from South Africa, is a lady, will you remind me, by the name of Carol, is it?
Carol Chamberlain. She's from Scotland.
Scotland, yeah. What I tell by her transcripts and her write-ins, that she's a remarkable lady, and she really was a big help in South Africa, yes?
Yes, she accompanied me, and she was taking some pictures, and then she's been interviewing the people after the meeting. She's gone around interviewing the people. What did they have? What did they obtain spiritually? If they had any sort of change, did they feel they there was an opening for God's love? So her task was just to do that and then write a report about what happened.
Yeah, she did really good. So listen, I want to ask you, I did not know this about South Africa in the notes and the title here. Is South Africa really known as the Rainbow Nation?
I thought it was Hawaii. I thought it was Hawaii. So I was, I was just looking at that word and saying, what's this? I mean, is it also known as the Rainbow Country?
Right.
I don't know. Maybe it is.
Maybe it is. Well, Carol says it is, so it's interesting on here.
Yeah.
I learn something new every day, so it's fascinating to know that. Let's start off with some of the words I have here, and I want to start with this from the transcripts of South Africa now.
Yes.
By now, many of us know what Vasula speaks about when she goes to the nations around the globe. The messages of True Life in God are now 31 years old, and Vasula has been traveling around the globe being God's echo for 28 years. I love that, God's echo. I've never heard that put that way, and I really like that.
You know, that this expression, it's God himself who said, be my echo.
Right, that's right. That's right. I remember seeing that somewhere.
She's taking it out of the messages.
I love that, and the way that it is phrased, God's echo for 28 years. So far, she has been invited to 85 countries, of which some she has been witnessing several times. And as you say earlier here, with South Africa, this was your eighth trip to the great region of South Africa. So, as the person accompanying Vasula on the mission, I, Carol, she's speaking of, wish to focus on what I perceived and witnessed to be the impact of Vasula's mission visit on ordinary people, those who came into contact with her over the days that were to ensue, and to be able to report back on this. It is of great interest and use to be able to record the difference or the impact that has been made on hearing Vasula testify about God through the charisma that she has been given, makes, in other words, the so what factor. So talk to me a moment, Vasula, on this eighth journey now to South Africa, and the, as Carol puts it, the so what factor, your feelings and expectations going into this journey here in South Africa.
Well, you know, South Africa, you know, each country has a different way of accepting the messages. They are people who show it exteriorly by their enthusiasm, you know, like if you go to Brazil, they will be very loud. Others will be very sober. When I went to Iceland, for instance, it's not because it's ice, but in Iceland, they were very sober. The people didn't talk much after. They just went home quietly. This is the way that you see. And now with South Africa, the previous times I had been invited to go to Soweto. You know, Soweto are all the people, the black people that are living. And there's Father Sean, who was their parishioner priest. And they love him so much, you know. So they invited me over to their church to have a talk. Now, when I was there, it was amazing. They didn't have one single organ to play music. But the whole congregation, it was like as if they were all singers. You know, professional singers. And they were not. I mean, they were ordinary people, but their voices were so amazing. They were singing those hymns. And while they were, you know, there's a part in the Catholic Church where they lay people go and give the priest the gifts, as we call them. When they were walking towards, in the aisle, in the center aisle, towards the priest to give the gifts to him, they were dancing. They were, you know, with the movement of the choir that they had been singing, they were dancing with the music and going there. So it's amazing how everything goes in South Africa, and in other parts of Africa, it's the same.
Yeah. You know, when I think of South Africa, I envision in my own mind, I've not visited there directly, but I envision a very lively people, very enthusiastic people, people who probably love life in their simple, in its simplest meaning, Vasula. Yeah.
With simplicity, this is what it is. You know, the Lord asks for us to be like little children with simplicity in our heart. Well, the Africans got it.
Yeah.
The Africans got it, and great miracles happened there because the Lord looks at their heart, which is like a child's heart, and he does he performs miracles. It's amazing. Much more miracles, I could say, that I've seen in Africa, African countries, than in Europe when I'm talking.
Yeah, that's what I envision as well, and it's just my vision as a visionary. You know, maybe on your, I'll plant a seed now, maybe on your ninth or tenth trip, I'll get the chance to accompany you and do a live broadcast out of South Africa.
Well, I'm serious about it. They want me to go back again. in another place, and you know, I won't say no, because I like when the people are open and they can absorb the message, because they receive a lot more. And then I'll tell you, Malcolm, it's time to go to Africa.
Exactly.
After vaccines.
Yeah, exactly. So on the transcript now from Carol, she says Vasula had only just returned from a three-week mission to Southeast Asia, including Japan, Philippines, Singapore, and Indonesia, had literally just enough time to repack and prepare for this next mission, turn around and fly back to Athens to embark on the next mission trip, namely South Africa. Carol...
Sometimes, Malcolm, I'm just cutting in here. It's true. I come back tired from a long trip. I don't have time to unpack, you know, and I take a new suitcase to pack with new clothes somewhere to go to the next trip. Yeah. It's so short time.
I know it is. You know, I just hope you're getting all these frequent flyer miles, huh?
I do, but I never got one free yet.
That's what they call them. You know, at some point, maybe we get the chance on the messages here to encapsulate the trip you had in Southeast Asia in a future show here, huh?
Yes.
In Japan, Philippines, Singapore, and Indonesia would be really good. Continuing this, Carol says, I, for one, took note of how focused she is and remains throughout any mission trip, and this was no exception. This reminds me of Paul in Acts 20 through 24, and I quote from Acts 20 through 24, "But I do not count my life of any value to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the good news of God's grace." And what do you say to that, Vasula?
Well, you know, Malcolm, I feel the same. I feel so responsible towards the Lord and His message, that I have to be really careful of how I go about it and how I express it. And for me, it is the priority in my life to announce to the whole world the messages that Jesus entrusted me. Because this is amazing, when Jesus, imagine yourself, God Himself comes and gives you in your hands something very valuable and tells you, look, my child, I entrust you with my message, go and spread it around. This is my love letter to all humanity. Well, because God has touched you and he trusts you. This is the thing. He trusts the person to do exactly what he had been asking. And so you try your best. I do my best. And he says, you don't have to worry, even if you think you failed in somewhere. So long as I know that you did your best, I shall do the rest. And I will fill where it lacks. So this is amazing how God trusts us. We are nothing really in front of Him, but He gives us this treasure, which is the true life in God. And so I value it a lot. I feel responsible, and it is the priority in my life to transmit the love letter to all mankind.
Yeah, and you do this so well, Vasula. You touch so many lives, millions and millions of lives around the globe. You know, in all the times I see you, and I see you in action, you've been on my television production now, I think 4 times on national radio here. And, you know, and of course I attended with you the pilgrimage in Rome, right?
Yeah.
And I always see you as a most authentic person that there is. I never see you be anything you're not. In any way I've seen you, at your highest moment, at your lowest moment, you always remain who you are. And I really see this. I compliment you on that. I've never seen anything to tell me otherwise. You're always very careful, even when we're on productions, and you sometimes say to me, Malcolm, I cannot answer for God. I do not know what that answer is, but... so,
I cannot pretend to know more than what I know and what Jesus has taught me. Because remember, that all what I know and all what I'm talking about came from the message of Jesus. You know, he wanted me also, this is important to know, that he had asked me from the very beginning, always have the Bible next to you, because now and then I will ask you to open it and I will quote some passages out of the Bible explaining them, giving an explanation to these passages. So he's kind of respelling, if you want, his word, but also explaining a lot of things out of his word for our times and for to actualize it.
Right. Well, the transcript again from South Africa, from
something. I just say I don't know. I have no idea. You know, I don't know how to answer you. I will say it because I can't pretend something that I don't know.
Right. Well, you do that. I see it, and that's a testimony to the work that you do. Again, the transcript from South Africa and from Carol continues back here. During these long flights, when there is a time to think, one cannot help but be filled with a sense of wonder of what is happening and what we are all invited to be part of, says Carol. As the person accompanying Vasula on this particular mission, on the journey to South Africa, I became aware of this immensity of the charisma and mission that Vasula has been given. Questions going through my head were, what will take place this week that follows? Who will come? Will there be a change in people's lives? And will everything go smoothly? And yet the messages of true life in God, it is written, and I quote, proclaim all my wonders to every nation. Innocence and integrity will receive me with open arms and will profit from my wonders. I need to re-educate people to pay homage to the Father, to me, and to the Holy Spirit, to pay tribute to our glory and power, tribute to our mercy and goodness, tribute to our miracles and our signs. This is why I have to re-educate them to learn how to seek my holy face and recognize it when your foundation fall to ruin. Am I not to intervene? Have you not read that I never cease to work? That was on February 3rd, 2003, that particular message. Yes, Vasula?
Yes, that's right.
All right, so your thoughts on these long flights that Carol says in time to think, I like the way she puts here the questions going through her head. What will take place this week that follows? Who will come? Will there be a change in people's lives and will everything go smoothly? Do you have those same kinds of thoughts and how do you prepare for these kinds of things, Vasula?
Well, I can't say that I think the same as Carol in a way. I understand her anxiety a little bit of how things will run. We don't want bad surprises, for instance. You never know what can happen. But that's why, I mean, she's a bit alert, if you want. As for me, I just go and with a mind that I have, like I have fixed my mind on Christ. And I always tell him, before I ever go and open my mouth to a meeting, I always ask him the same thing, very simple. I say, Jesus, you just give me the words that you want me to say for this particular meeting. Whatever you want me to say, bring it in my mouth and I'll say it. And I just trust Jesus and he does the work. It's not my work. I'm just, as I am a transmitter, if you want, or sometimes I say I'm like a postman carrying this letter from above. And I read parts of it, and then I explain. Also, I witness of how God touched me, because it's not because of my goodness or my faith or anything. It was just the opposite, Malcolm. He came to a wretched person, out of church, not praying, never even going for Christmas or Easter to church, and yet there he was. He came, knocked on the door of my heart, and said to me, you know, I am your father, you belong to me. And it was about all it was, that calling was for the message. So when I asked him even one day, did you make up your mind right now in these times to come and say, okay, I'll just go and talk to this woman, you know, that she can transmit, or was it, does that work? He said to me, before you were born, I have chosen you.
Yeah. You know, this is very powerful, and I believe that to the degree that many people are chosen for big tasks, and I think that you clearly are up to the challenge, Vasula. And
but, you know, also, it's because, you know, I represented then the people like I was, people who never go to church, people who have apostatized, if you want.
Right.
Yes, I knew that God is up there. You know, like many people say, yeah, I believe in God, but, you know, I have kind of neglected my faith. I don't go to church. I don't pray and all this because, you know, we are here struggling on this earth with all the worries that we have, you know, with family, sicknesses sometimes, and jobless sometimes, and we have to struggle. I can't think of everything, and, you know, even with, I can't think of God. And I was one of these people, but I was one of those people who were spoiled. Like, everything was perfect. The family, my husband had an excellent job, we were well off, you know, everything running perfect. And yet, I never was praying for God. I never thought of God, you see, and he was waiting. So what does he want to say through a person like me? That he can turn a stone heart into a heart of flesh. He can transfigure anybody into a person that will say, that God can say then, you are my child, you belong to me, you will go to heaven. You know, he can do everything, but it is so long as we do not repent and we do not accept God in our heart, we don't put God as our priority in our heart, then it cannot happen. We have to offer our will. But I had to go through a lot of purifications. God showed me my sins, the way I was in reality in front of his eyes and not the way I saw myself. I went through all that. And when I realized, it was like as if there was this crust over my heart, that it broke that crust. And there was, you know, the heart of flesh. And I wept. I wept. That was a pure purification, a pure remorse, a pure repentance. And that's when God started really to talk to me, because he wanted me to repent before he comes and tells me, okay, write down my messages, you know. It can't be just as I was. It couldn't have been. So what does God want to say? Come as you are and I will change you. Come to me as you are. Do not wait to be saints.
Yeah. You know what I like most about that, Vasula, is that it doesn't my guess is it doesn't have to be so complicated. It can be much simpler. I think a lot of people and a lot of religion makes it very complicated, and people get scared. And I think the simple way you just put it out there, I think, is real.
You know, everybody can see themselves through me. They can authenticate themselves through me. I'm a mother. I had my problems. I have a house to run. I am cooking, I am buying food. I'm not living in a pink cloud, as many believe, that once you get a message from God and you keep receiving God's messages, you are living separate from all reality and living in a pink cloud. Not at all. I am like everybody else. I have this gift. I've changed my life. I have God as priority in my life. And I like one message when God says, without me, you will look like the world, but with me, your traits will be mine. And without God, our table is empty. This is one of his words that he has given. Without me, your table will be empty. Because some people are afraid that, you know, God, oh, what will happen if I become, you know, religious? What will happen to me? You know, God only is a plus in our lives, and it brings joy in our life. And who brings this joy? the Holy Spirit. So this is our hope that we can cling on, the Holy Spirit. Once we accept the Holy Spirit, He comes within us, invades us, possesses us, and brings us joy, only joy in our heart, and peace, peace that we need so much.
Amen. As we continue on with emphasizing God's mercy and love to the Rainbow Nation, South Africa, Vasula, on day four, I want to talk about the evangelizing here in just a moment here, the evangelizing on day four, which is very powerful, by the way, but before we do, I just want to take a moment here and tell folks that, again, you are listening to The Messages. It's Malcolm Out Loud here, and we're speaking with Vasula Rudan, and through the power of technology, we're able to do these radio productions from halfway around the world and bring it all to you. So, again, this is our third production here, and you'll hear more. But you can hear by just going to iTunes and podcast, Stitcher, any of the podcast sites. You'll be able to find The Messages. They've just gone up. And I encourage you to subscribe on iTunes. You can subscribe right there. You can also rate the broadcast and leave a review if you like. We welcome that. And, of course, AmericaOutLoud.com is a platform where we really practice faith. And it's where you'll find these shows and productions there with Vasula and I. I have quite a body of work Vasula and I have done over the past 5 years, actually, both in television and radio. So again, we encourage you to do that. I want to get back to day four, Vasula, and the evangelizing. And Carol says here in the transcripts, she emphasized that in these days we are hearing more and more of the persecutions of Christians, and therefore there is an even stronger need to evangelize. Vasula said that God needs laborers and that it is a privilege to be a laborer in this particular vineyard. She gave tips encouraging people to use social media to advertise and evangelize rather than just pamphlets, to have meetings in people's houses, to speak about the messages, and that our task as lay people is to water the seeds until the churches fill up again and that the messages are hope. She also encouraged people not to be afraid. As we know, the Lord says in the messages, do your best and I will do the rest. And where you lack, I fill. And you've been saying that in recent days. I know you've said it a few times to me, Vasula. And you really believe that's the message right now, yeah?
Absolutely. You know, when I go out in the mission, for instance, and what Carol means that we have to water the seeds, it's that, you know, it's a long way to go traveling, like 12 hours, even more, to go to South Africa, where from the Northern Europe, it's more than 12 hours. It's a lot of preparation. People have been working hard. And then we gather a lot of people. Lots of people, we fill up the cathedrals, and then I witness about the message and the parts of it that I read out to the people. But then when I go, I mean, I'm not staying there anymore, I have to go back. The people who organize and the people who receive the messages, what it means by watering the seed lest it gets dry and doesn't grow, is to continue propagating the message with different means, not by pamphlets, but by witnessing. This is a powerful means if people start witnessing and spreading the message that way. So this is a kind of watering the seed so it doesn't run dry, because it will be a waste if I go there and nobody talks anymore about it and everybody goes home without anyone being called to produce or create a prayer group, because we need to have more prayer groups. We need to pray a lot. We have to gather the people of the world and pray. This is important because of these evil times. So this is what's important, to create new prayer groups as well.
Vasula, I want to talk in our remaining time about the healing testimonies in South Africa, okay?
Right.
And I'd like to touch on this one particular one, if I might read this and then have you comment on it. And also, there are some incredible testimonies, actually, in on day two, where people were, there were some pretty strong thoughts there, where people were seeing the face of Jesus when they looked at you, or a younger version of a woman as they looked at you. And there were multiple people who testified to this, yes?
Yes, different people without them hearing one another.
Right. But this one particular testimony I would like to share from the transcript here, please, is this. Yes. Elizabeth then shared an incredible testimony as to what true life in God has meant for her in her life. As she shared with everyone at the table, she apologized for crying and was emotional as she shared that as a little child she had damaged the third and fourth vertebrae of her back, and from that day she had pain for many years, and the pain went right down her back. She explained that her back was skewed. She had been to doctors and x-rays clearly showed the skewed spine. She continued to say that in 2012 she joined the TLIG prayer group, and one particular day, 3 weeks after having bought the first volume of TLIG messages, she was in such pain and sat in the garden chair, racked with pain. She read a message on the second page of the book that said, "I am the way." And yet she read, "I am the way. If you are in darkness, I will take you to the light. If you want anything from me, ask." When she read that, she thought promises, empty promises. But she then went on to say that she put the book down and just said out loud, "I'm going to ask you now, will you heal my back? Because I believe." As soon as she said this, an intense vibration filled her back. She continued saying that she tensed her whole body up to this, and then the vibration, or whatever it was, came out of her mouth. Well, they didn't know what had happened and told her husband about it. That night, she could hardly sleep, for the excruciating pain was there. However, when she got up in the morning, she shouted out, "It's gone." I then wanted to show my husband what I had read, and yet when I went to find that message, I couldn't find it. I went to the doctor and I got x-rays taken. She then showed her x-rays to Vasula and all of us around the table, which demonstrated as to how her spine had been, and following this experience that her spine is now completely straight. So Vasula, talk to me about that particular situation with this healing testimony from Elizabeth. And when you were at that table looking at the x-rays and the testimony, what your thoughts were about this?
Well, I mean, that was a miracle, plain miracle. What else can you say? When I saw the picture, it was the x-rays taken from her back when she had that problem. There was a big difference when she got healed, you know, from one day to the other. It was, you know, it wasn't just taking months. It was just one day from the other. And it was a straight backbone, completely straight. And the woman who was testifying, she was in tears because she was reliving the same problem that she had before, and that how amazing God healed her when she read those messages. And she said, "All right, that's promises. He just talks about healing, but he never does it." And then she suddenly put that book down, she said, that she was reading the messages, and she put it on her stomach and left it there and shouted up, looked up and shouted the words, "Yes, it's healing, but I believe you can heal me." But she meant it when she said, "I believe." And that's where the miracle happened. Because also faith has to be involved. It should be like, "Yes, I believe that Jesus will heal me." And he doesn't. So this was an amazing story from that woman who was sitting just in front of us and sharing the dinner at table.
You see from the transcript here, there seem to be, as you say, a lot of testimonies and conversation from people, Vasula, about the power of the messages, the power of their believing, and the power of the results of how it's impacted their own lives. I mean, this has to be one of the most rewarding things you do in all of this around the world, is it not?
You know, Malcolm, it is the Word of God that has the power. The Word of God. Even sometimes in a hall, which, you know, it's a big hall with many people, I don't focus on the each person there, but I see the whole crowd in one. When I read sometimes the words of Christ given to us, only by reading, there are healings. Just the people who can be sick are at that moment, while reading the message, the Word of God, they are healed. So, yes, it's amazing the goodness of our God, how good He is. He feels sorry for us. He is generous. You ask Him for something, and He will not just give you that something. He'll give you 10 times more. More than what you asked. So, yes, there is amazing healings just by the Word of God.
Yeah.
And I have witnessed that in several countries where we have the testimonies from the hospital, you know, the papers from the hospital of the sickness, and how immediately, miraculously, they were healed during a talk or during a blessing while we are there together, or a prayer.
Yeah. Well, listen, Vasula, it has been just really awesome to read through the transcript of South Africa in the draft. I look forward to seeing the final from Carol, and I'm really thrilled and pleased to hear everything what happened in South Africa. Now, you're off to Latvia soon, yes?
I'm going to Latvia on Friday,
right,
just for one big meeting. And then also signing the book which I wrote, which is Heaven is Real, But So is Hell. It has come out in Latvian language, and they published it, and it's printed out. So I will have to be signing that book as well.
Yeah. And we talked about Latvia in our last show, and you can see that on the messages again. And by the way, Vasula, the book, Heaven is Real, But So is Hell, I have read the book in its entirety. I have spoke about it on television. We have streamed live shows on Malcolm Out Loud TV. We did that show some years ago. Well, we did several of them, actually. But we did the one where, you remember, we had the live audience, Vasula, with us in the room?
Yes, yes, I remember that.
That was a really good moment, you know that?
It was, yeah.
Because
there were questions then after that, and I liked that.
I loved the live audience, and I loved the spiritual town hall we had, and then the live audience. It was really, really cool. But, Vasula, thank you again. Thank our audience again for listening. Subscribe at iTunes, and we'll see you back at America Out Loud. Again, good luck, and we'll talk to Vasula next time on The Travels. Thank you for being with us today and joining us on The Messages.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you very much, Malcolm. And bye-bye for everybody. Till next time.